Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's this time of the year. The days are getting a little bit shorter. We have the gorgeous autumnal colour in our gardens. And your garden is going to slow down now for a well-earned rest, despite the lovely sunshine this week. But there are still lots of jobs to do. And Mary Staunton is here with me in the studio to take us through some of those jobs.
I will, of course. No problem.
Great week to get the jobs done because the lovely weather.
It is so stunning out there. You have no idea. And it would inspire you to get out. But if you don't do it kind of this week, it's inevitable that we are going to get rubbish weather.
Well, the temptation is that we go, sure, it's grand.
Yeah, we just soak it up. Great time to get bulbs in. It's a fantastic time to get bulbs in. So if you have daffodils, get them in now. You can stretch it out a bit to get the tulips in. Anemones, crocus, all those things that are going to cheer you up when it comes to the spring next year, and you'll be going, oh, we're so glad I did that on that week that we got the bit of sunshine.
And you feel so virtuous when you have those jobs done in advance as well.
And then you can sit down, you see, for
sit down and relax. So you might want to think about doing those jobs now in the lovely sunshine, but you're saying best week to do it.
You know, and the biggest problem, I suppose, with planting bulbs and stuff like that is people tend to be a little bit shy about putting the spade or the trowel in a bit deep. So you need to get down deep into the ground to put the bulbs in, because if you don't go deep enough, they won't flower properly for you. They might flower the first year, but they certainly won't flower second year and on.
That's the bulbs, and get them down good and deep. What else do you want us to do now?
It'd be really nice if you just hired the blades of your lawnmower, because scalping your grass this time of the year is just doing it huge damage. I've noticed, you know, we think we've got a lot of rain here in Dublin. We've had lots of rain elsewhere. My brother's from Kerry and never stops raining, so he is constantly cutting grass and stuff like that. So it's important that we raise the blades so we're not scalping and it's not going yellow. And at this time, listen, the grass is going to keep growing in Ireland once it's over 5 degrees. So until the frost comes, that's your chance to put the lawnmower away, get it serviced. But that's one of the jobs. The other one is cut back stuff. So your herbaceous stuff that you might have in the garden, like Nepeta, that's the catmint, lavender, stuff like that. They need a haircut and they need to be kind of doing it now. And they're little jobs. They're easy little jobs with a shears, nothing major. And use that stuff for your compost heap. Don't be throwing that in the brown bin. Use that for your compost heap.
Keep it. Yeah. The best time to lay a new lawn, around this time of the year as well?
So it's beautiful out now, and we could preparing a lawn now. Say you're going to seed it, you need to kind of level it out, dig it up, rake it off, get all the little stones out of it, and then you can sow your grass seed. One of the big problems with sowing grass seed is people tend, it's a bit like cooking an old stew or something. They pretend, they say to themselves, I'll just give it a bit more, you know, and that causes a thing called damping off. So the seed doesn't have enough air and circulation to germinate. So don't be tempted to put too much on. Just read the back of the instruction packet and put it on as per the square meter.
Okay. Don't be too generous.
And it's not raining, so you need to water that in. And then until it does rain, you need to water it in so it germinates. Perfect time. This time of the year and April are perfect times because we are going to get that drop of rain.
Now, this listener in Dublin has lots of greenery in the garden, but not enough or much colour at all. Very few blooms on the roses or the jasmine or the clematis, etc. And they want to know, what do they do now to improve the colour quota next summer?
Okay, so things like this year was dahlias were late and they're still only coming now. So if we get a summer like that again, we're just kind of, it's going to be too prolonged. You know, we're not seeing anything kind of August kind of time. So salvias are about the best value for money where colour is concerned. So you have salvia royal bumble, you have all that, there's beautiful white salvia, there's pink salvias, and they're just so easy to look after and they don't mind baking sun, a drop of rain, that sort of thing. And at this time of the year, you just give them a little haircut and they come back again and they will flower nearly till November. So you can't ask for a better plant for that kind of situation. Roses, if you deadhead them, will always give you more blooms right up until the frost if they're repeat flowering. What's coming into, you've got Crocosmia at the moment, you've got Persicaria, all those things that are giving a nice bit of colour at the moment. So they're ones to think ahead about.
Okay, and you have some lovely colour in front of you in the studio today as well.
Cyclamen. So we have cyclamen, and these are the annual cyclamen that give you that big shot in the arm of colour. So you can put these into your tubs and containers, and the beautiful heather, of course.
I was talking to you about heather because I was saying I was in the Sleep Bloom Mountains at the weekend. Beautiful. in lovely County Laois, where everyone is for the ploughing.
Yeah.
And it's so stunning when you see a mountainside covered in the different colours of heather.
It's gorgeous.
Breathtaking. Yeah.
And for, you know, for the wildlife, for the bees and everything, it's so important to have those sort of things. I mean, the cyclamen is absolutely useless for bees, but it gives us a bit of a boost, you know. And those things, as long as you deadhead cyclamen, so instead of just taking the flower off, you go right down and take the stem out. But you also have perennial cyclamen that are heterophyllum that are underneath deciduous trees. They love a bit of dry shade and they'll flower and flower and flower. They're in flower now. And they, you just buy a little plant or get some seed and sprinkle them around under the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they will give you this glorious colour. Not as kind of, I suppose, impactful as this, but over the years, they'll start to become a bouquet of the most beautiful cyclamen under
lovely.
Your trees.
Lovely. We have to be patient for that to happen.
Be a little bit patient, yeah.
I have a listener who's concerned about her verbenas, which she sowed back in April. What she wants to do now is separate them without killing off the roots. How careful does she have to be to do that?
Now, that's the funny one. Verbena don't like to be, I suppose, they don't like to be moved at this time of the year. If you leave the whole plant in the ground and take out one section, so don't disturb the whole root system, just take out, put the trowel into the ground or the spade into the ground and just move one section out of that clump, if you like, thus ensuring that the actual verbena plant itself will be fine. But if you try to tease it out, they will just, it just dies. It doesn't like to be.
Are you saying don't take it out of the ground?
Don't take it out of the ground. Try and tease away one or two of them away from the big clump, if you like. They seed, if it's Verbena bonariensis, they will seed. I don't know which Verbena she's talking about, but if it's the perennial Verbena, the Verbena bonariensis will self-seed readily everywhere you don't want it to be. So into gravel, you know, it just likes dry.
A red robin tree.
Yeah.
Which has been healthy for over 10 years. But in the last 8 weeks, the leaves have turned down and there doesn't seem to be any growth. It doesn't seem to be dead, but they want to know, is there any way they can help it recover? I've tried tomato feed, some manure around the base, but there's no sign of improvement and it's looking very sad. Yeah. What else can I try?
They can look a bit sad. I mean, it's a lot of stuff dried out. Water-wise, it dried out. And you'll see a lot of the ground cracking. You know, that's a really...
Completely dehydrated.
Completely dehydrated. So just have a look at that. Scrape the bark on the actual stem of the red robin just to make sure that it's still green. If it's brown, it's on its way out. If it's green, you have a chance. So just get it watered. You have enough food on it now. Generally, to shock things, you treat them a little bit meaner and then they'll produce flower and produce more leaves just to stay alive. But if you overfeed them now, it's kind of the wrong time of the year. So just give it water.
No more tomato feed.
No more tomato feed.
No more manure.
Tomato feed is just for flowers and fruit, really. So a red robin isn't going to need that, but it will need a good solid base of manure and a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. So check if it's alive.
Yeah,
Just water.
And then just water and hope for the best. That's all I'll say.
Keep your fingers crossed. That's all we all do all the time.
To lose a tree, you know.
Can you suggest some colourful shrubs or flowers that can be potted or put into a flower bed for the winter? That's what you have in front of you there, isn't it?
Yeah, your cyclamen, your heathers, your pot mums, as they were traditionally called. You know, they get a bit old-fashioned. Chrysanthemum, I love them. And they're great because if you give them, come out with the shears and give them a haircut, they'll reflower and reflower and reflower as long as you water them. You can't just say to yourself, Ashers, after getting a little dose of rain there, it would be grand. Everything is going to be dry. It's very hot out there and it's a little bit windy. So things are going to dry out. Perfect day for doing a bit of laundry, mind you.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. That's the other job we need to do. Now, this one, when you're replacing old summer flowers on window boxes and hanging baskets, how much new compost should I add in? And actually, is it the week to do that when it's so hot?
It's great time to do that if you're going to be putting in new stuff like this, you know, cyclamen for the autumn. Now, they last right up until April next year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't take out the old compost, there could be the likes of vine weevil grubs in the compost. And as soon as you put these beautiful flowers in, they're going to eat all the roots and they're going to keel over. So it's kind of a waste of money. So for the sake of getting a bag of 6 or 7 euro compost, or use your own that you
change
made,
it all.
Change it all.
Get rid of the compost.
Or check that there's no vine weevil in it. There's no little grubs in it, then you can top it up. But you need to put a bit of feed into it. So a little bit of slow release fertilizer, that sort of thing.
Mm. Overall, though, I mean, even if you didn't have the little bugs in it, is it a better idea just to use new compost?
Yeah, health-wise for the plants, it is. Yeah,
okay, all right. Well, listen, we'll leave it there.
Okay,
plenty of jobs to do, Mari. Yes, thank you very much for giving us a new list of things to get on with in the garden.
You're very welcome,
Mari Staunton, there, gardener.